You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. A massive wildfire that started over a week ago in the hills of Yolo and Napa counties is now 73% contained. It's forced evacuations and is threatening nearly 100 structures. Over the weekend, CAL FIRE reported 10 more blazes across the state. What was once called fire season in California has only begun, but some officials are saying early blazes are the new normal. KALW's environment reporter Angela Johnston joins me in studio. So, Angela, tell us about the fires that are burning right now as we speak.
So the big one, the one that we saw symptoms of last week in San Francisco, the eerie skies and the ash that coated a lot of cars, at least it coated my car.
Oh, yes.
That's called the County Fire. And that started a week ago in Yolo County, and it spread to the Napa County hillsides. And it's a different area from the fires last year, the Wine Country fires. Flames are just east of Lake Berryessa. Mm-hmm. And even though it's mostly contained, it burned quite a large area.
Do we know what started it?
We don't know what started. I spoke to CAL FIRE this morning, and they say that's still under investigation. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's burned over 90,000 acres. That's almost three times the size of San Francisco. And there are over 3,000 fire personnel working to contain it, and it's forced some evacuations, but there haven't been any injuries, and nine structures have been destroyed. I spoke with Scott McLean from CAL FIRE this morning, and he says they're waiting to wind test the fire today and tomorrow. And basically what that means is there's supposed to be some winds coming in Northern California over the next couple days, and they just want to see if that will pick up an ember and maybe spread it across the containment line. So he says they want to just make sure they haven't missed anything and that everything can be put out.
So, Angela, hearing about this fire, you know, after the Wine Country fires from last year, we're still kind of, like, emotionally recovering from those. A lot of people are still recovering. What's going on?
Yeah, I spoke on the phone actually just a few minutes ago with two Yolo County residents, Robin and Bruce Rominger. They live on County Road 29 near Winters, and they saw a little bit of the effects of the Wine Country fires and all those wildfires last October. And yeah, they were really scared when they saw fires burning in the hills, you know, just a couple yards from their house. And mm-hmm. they said it was a really harrowing experience. This county fire was the worst that they've seen in their lifetime. And the fires last year made them very scared. But they said their neighborhood really banded together. They're farmers. They have tomatoes, corn, sunflowers, wheat, dozens of different crops. And so they were really nervous about it. But they banded together as a community, and they helped each other. They filled up their water trucks. They used bulldozers to cut lines around the farms, and they ended up being okay. Mm-hmm. But they say they're still, even though the fires kind of moved on from their property, they say they still see CAL FIRE helicopters flying over their house to try to put out the remaining 30% of the flames.
Mm-hmm. So 73% contained. What does that mean? How long is this expected to continue burning?
Well, CAL FIRE says they expect the fire to be fully contained sometime by the end of the week. They're saying July 12th, so only a couple days. But again, that depends on the wind. And one of the reasons it's taken longer is because there's a lot of steep and inaccessible terrain that's prevented firefighters from establishing this containment line on the northern end of the fire.
Is this normal for this time of year? It seems really early.
CAL FIRE has seen fires this early before, but it's not characteristic. So this is pretty abnormal. And there have already been more than 200 more fires this time this year than there was last year. Mm. Thousands of more acres burned already. And that's not counting this current county fire that's burned over 90,000 acres. So Scott McLean from CAL FIRE told me that this is kind of scary. And while before we used to call it fire season, they're not using that word anymore. They're just saying fires can happen any month of the year, anytime, any place. It's, you know, it's a year-round situation.
They're doing away with that term.
They're not using it anymore. It's not really a season anymore. It could happen anytime. Mm. And one of the reasons we're seeing these big fires earlier and earlier is just the ongoing effect of the five-year drought that ended last year. Mm-hmm. It just produced more dead trees, more dry brush and grass. And even though we weren't in the drought this past winter, it was pretty unusually dry. So that isn't helping.
Okay. So, Angela, how can we prepare for this if it's just inevitable? It's going to happen. What do we do?
One of the things is just to be prepared. So to have a go bag, to have your prescriptions and your documents and everything ready to go if you need to. And CAL FIRE says to go when you're ordered to. So one, there's an evacuation to leave because that makes it easier for crews to get in and it's just safer for everybody. On a more state level, CAL FIRE says they're more prepared this year to tackle some of the blazes. Federally, U.S. lawmakers approved a wildlife disaster fund that covers some of the increased costs of firefighting. There are more CAL FIRE personnel. They're continually hiring more people. And CAL FIRE says they're buying and upgrading some of their equipment, including new helicopters. They're planning on doing more tree thinning, too. Mm-hmm. And there are a number of bills out there that will strengthen the alerts that you may get if there's a wildfire near you. Last year, Sonoma County's emergency managers failed to send alerts to people in the region when those fires broke out. So the California Office of Emergency Services has many changes that are updated by a bunch of bills, and they're in the works right now. One of them is that all alerts now need to be in two languages, not just English.
So let's talk about power lines, because turns out that's how the fires in wine country started last year. What role, if any, do they play in these fires?
We don't know yet. Like I said, it's under investigation why this most recent county fire started. But yeah, the biggest update for you on the PG&E front, the official news according to CAL FIRE is that the faulty PG&E power lines and equipment failure caused 12 of the October 2017 wildfires that tore through Northern California. So those investigations have come out. Now they've been turned over to the respective district attorneys, and everyone's sort of waiting to see where that goes.
Okay, and we'll follow up with you. Thank you, Angela.
Thanks.
Angela Johnston is our environment reporter. You can reach her at environment@klw.org.